Good morning. How y'all doing? Hope everybody slept well. We're going to dig into this morning with something I call Wednesday Wisdom. You got to eliminate the negative people out your life. Yeah, see, that's a tough one. Because a lot of the negative people in our life are people we've grew up with. Are people we see day in, day out. They've become a part of our lives like branches on a tree. You've grew together. Thing is, though, you're growing two separate ways. See, in order for you to achieve success, in order for you to make momentum, you got to have people that's going your way. You got to have a flow. It's like an avalanche. An avalanche isn't powerful if some going up and some going down. No, it's powerful because that force comes together and goes downhill. And it builds momentum. And it gets stronger. It gets faster. It gets more forceful until it decides to settle down. See, the thing about the negative people in your life, they bringing you one way while you trying to go another way. See, you got to be around people that want to do the same thing as you. Now, I don't mean you starting this business and they starting the same business. I mean you starting a business and they want to start a business. You want to succeed, they want to succeed. It can be a give and take relationship. See, the negative people in your life, see, they understand that they don't have a purpose yet. They're comfortable with where they are. They like doing whatever it is they do day in and day out. But see, you different. You have a vision. You have dreams. You have goals. You have a life that you have put together that you want to attain. And you know what? That's your vision. That can be your reality. But they don't see it. So they don't understand the sacrifices you got to make. They don't understand the things that you have to do. Nah. It ain't for them. See, people will often ask you, how do you do this? How do you wake up early? Easy. Get up. How do you make progress? Easy. Set your mind on making progress. How do you go to the gym every day? Easy. Make the decision to go to the gym every day. So you got to eliminate those negative people because it becomes like a cancer. They complain all the time. Eventually, you'll start complaining all the time. They see something wrong with everything. They quitters. They gossipers. You'll become that. It's only a matter of time. See, winners and losers operate on two different platforms. They have two different energy sources. The winner says, no matter what it takes, no matter what is going on, I'm going to proceed. The losers, they make excuses for why they lost. When the winner don't get the finish that he wants, he go back, he do it again. He's persistent. He's consistent. He's determined. He's disciplined. The loser will get halfway through and quit. They are motivated to succeed in this life. See, this life is going to take everything you have. That dream is going to take everything you have in you. And you got to clear that space. You got to eliminate them negative people because they draining you. They holding you down. Even the negative images you see. You get on Instagram and you following a bunch of negative people. People who complaining all the time. You got to delete them people. Same way with your life. You got to delete them people. You got to get rid of them people. You got to get rid of that energy. You got to get rid of that force. Because that avalanche of success that you after, that force that's behind you, that momentum that's going to build with you, they're going to take away from it. Yeah, they're going to take away from it. See, when they see you succeeding, what they're going to do is, hear me out, what they're going to do is, they're going to give you fake applause, that fake pat on the back. And you can tell, that's your friend. You know when they're genuinely happy. You know that same energy they have when they're trying to tell you something about somebody. They don't have that energy when you tell them you're accomplishing things. You see it. See, the problem is when a person shows you who they are, you don't want to accept that. See, there's nothing wrong with loving the person from a distance. Look, I love you, but I can't be around you right now because I'm trying to accomplish my goals. You have to be okay with being by yourself until you figure it out in your head. And then you have to find a new circle. See, success breeds success. That's why millionaires talk to millionaires. Because they understand the idea of what it takes to be a millionaire, what it takes to stay a millionaire. Listen to this. A lot of poor people have never talked to a millionaire before. See, they don't know what that conversation is like. They've never talked to a wealthy person before, so they don't know what that conversation is like. But put a poor person around a bunch of millionaires, and I guarantee you, in due time, he's going to change his mindset. He's going to change the conversation. He's going to change the activities. And in due time, he'll be a millionaire. Even if he's not a millionaire physically, in his mind he is, because it has become contagious. See, the people with that negative energy that's around you all the time, they are what I call energy snatchers. They don't want your good energy. Why are you doing this? Everybody got a clothing line. Everybody doing makeup. Everybody doing hair. Everybody doing this. Why you won't do that? Well, why don't I want to do it? If I don't do it, yeah, that's what you tell them. What would you rather me do? Sit down and talk to you all day? Talk about people all day? Gossip all day? Fight all day? Look at TV all day? Scroll on Instagram and inbox you by what this is all day? Nah. You got to be better than that. You got to want better than that. Sometimes, hear me out now, you have to cut your own finger to save your hand. See, when a coyote gets caught in the woods, in a trap, he'll bite his own foot off to save his life. You have to be like that. You have to be willing to say, I'm going to cut my hand off to save my life. Because essentially, that's what you're doing. So eliminate the negative people. Watch how much fresh air you gain. Watch how clearer your vision becomes. And I don't care if that's your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your mother. Oh, yeah, your mother. Your friend who you was in a sandbox with, cut them off. Cut the negative energy off and move forward. It's your boy, the Wall Street Trapper. That's Wednesday Wisdom.